We got updates on Dad's condition daily. It was going to take weeks for some of the wounds to heal, but we were told that, aside from scars, he would make a full recovery. Meanwhile, Mom and I got to talk to him on the phone, which made us both feel a lot better. Oh yeah, I was kind of surprised. The only thing Dad said to me about the incident with Johnny Rathbone was,
"Well, did you learn your lesson?"
Mom was expecting him to give me a big lecture, but Dad said she had already taken care of that and there was no reason to repeat it. Yeah, Dad's like that. Oh yeah, I forgot to mention that Morris and the Cans and the Pound got eliminated last week. Morris got caught doing a song they had previously recorded, and the Pound did a weird rendition of a song they called Always a Wolfhound to Me. Both groups did not do well in the previous week, so I think they tried to do something desperate that simply didn't work. Oddly, we did not get tailored costumes this week. In fact, Birch took us down to a thrift shop to find clothes. I asked him about that, and he said it would fit the song better. We left on Friday, but not really early, arriving late afternoon. We sat in the audience for the Friday night show and got to see Tuna and the School perform their version of I Am a Rock. They unfortunately got eliminated at the end of the show. Grizzly Stoughton Young performed from Los Angeles and did a really great version of Graceland. Birch squirmed in his seat the entire time and occasionally I heard him grind his teeth. Wow, is he ever intense. I wish I knew why he was so angry at them. The Hunters arrived the following morning, and while they got their gear unpacked, we took the stage and ran through our song complete with choreography and even some sets and props. I've never been to New York City, but I'm told that the lamppost Birch got was actually an old replacement he managed to snag to give it some authenticity. We went to lunch while Hunters practiced, then ran through ours again, and again, and again. We had to because Uncle Star seemed really reluctant to get on stage by himself, which is weird. I know he doesn't have stage fright. I've seen him lecture in front of about 1,000 people. Birch just kept after him until he did it right, telling him that it was only like 20 seconds before Birch would join him. This was getting less fun every week. Birch just keeps getting more perfectionist. I think getting second place last week got him worried, even though we were in a group of 5.
Tonight, one of these bands will be eliminated from the competition. Which one will it be? The Treetops? The Beach Bears? Dog? The Hunters? Or the Furs? Your vote decides their fate tonight on
Rock Band War!
We were the second band up after the Treetops performing out of Chicago. Birch ran us through the song one more time while they were performing.
Our second band tonight has performed Paperback Writer and Uptown Girl. Tonight, they go for 3 in a row with the 59th Street Bridge song. From Huntington, West Virginia, please welcome the Beach Bears!
To make the morning last, just kicking down the cobblestones, looking for fun and feeling groovy. Ba-da-da-da-da-da, feeling groovy.
Hello, lamppost. What you knowin'? I've come to watch your flowers growing. Ain't you got no rhymes for me? Do it and do the feeling groovy.
Ba da 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 da, feeling groovy.
I got no deeds to do, no promises to keep. I'm dappled and drowsy and ready to sleep. Let the morning time drop all its petals on me. Life, I love you, all is groovy.